Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chuba, chuba, my baby. Chuba, chuba.
Hello, stranger.
It's Barbara Lewis bringing us back.
It seems so good to see you back.
Welcome back
to
23. No, it's not 23. It's 7. It's 7 till the hour. It's 53:23. That's where I was getting the 23. if I didn't laugh at myself, folks, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. And I hope you're taking note of that. And I encourage you to do it. I encourage you to laugh at yourself, because if you have children or grandchildren and or employees, you might as well laugh, because they're laughing at you. I can promise you that, especially if you're of a certain age. David Dossie is not of that age yet. He's still a kid. He's still just a young guy, but a very smart one. And he's my intellectual property attorney. And if you go to invention-protection.com, you can find out about how he could be your intellectual property attorney. And I don't get any discounts for that either, by the way, for saying that, folks. David, thanks again. Welcome. Thanks for hanging out with us today. And I appreciate it very much.
It's always a lot of fun.
So, okay, wrap it up for us. Folks, basically the theme of this visit with David is how you might think you have something, but then you don't, because either the Supreme Court comes back and says, we've changed our mind. Yeah, we gave you that. You had that before. You've had it for 10 or 15 years. Yeah, you did business. You hung it out on your shingle. You sold it, or you leveraged it, or you licensed it, or whatever. You had that. Or the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office says the same thing. Yeah, we gave it to you, but now we've changed our mind. David, I don't understand how... That just seems... I mean, I'm trying not to be naive here, but or romantic, but that just seems wrong to me. See, it'd be different, David, if you and I were going to the Supreme Court. You say it one way, I say it one way. We need somebody to settle it. But this is a case where people actually have, it's already been settled. I possess it. I own it. I've been doing business with it. Now you're taking it away from me. That's the part that really rankles me. What do you think?
Well, it's definitely, you know, in any litigation like this, Alice Corp litigation, they're going in and the dispute is over a patent or a handful of patents, but the ruling affects hundreds, if not thousands, of other patent owners. Just like also with this trademark case, now that they've come out and canceled this registration and found that it was disparaging, there are a lot of other trademarks out there that are in question.
That's right.
And so that's a side spin off of a determination on one case can impact many, many people.
And let me throw another statistic out here, David, to demonstrate the magnitude of what you just said. Another of our patent attorneys who's since retired, Kenneth Crozen, did some research, and his research showed that corporations, and I believe small business owners are very, very close to this number too, between 1970, the late 70s, and the next 30 years, inverted their asset leverage from 80% physical and 20% intellectual property to inverting those numbers, where 80% is intellectual property today, 20% is physical. So David, when you see those kinds of ratios, and as I said, and as you indicated earlier, I think small business owners are very close to that number right now, because they've told me they are. Look at the impact of that with those kinds of ratios, the impact of those decisions on all of us.
Sure. Just imagine if you're a small business about to get an infusion from a venture capitalist, and this decision comes down, and now your little handful of patents are all in question.
Mm-hmm.
That would have a major implication on whether you're going to get that money. Now, in the big picture, I think this decision probably benefits small businesses more than hurts them, in light of the decline in the non-practicing entity litigation.
Right.
You know, you're less likely to get strong-armed for bullied. $30,000 settlement.
Bullied, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good point. Well, folks, the main thing, David, I think people should take away from all this is this is part of our lives. Intellectual property is part of our lives. We either use it or we defend ourselves with it and protect ourselves with it and prosper from it, or we get abused by it. What do you think? By somebody else's stuff.
I agree.
Yeah. Website again, David.
It's invention-protection.com.
Come back soon. Thanks again.
Thank
Good
you.
Job. See you next time. David Dossie, ladies and gentlemen, check out that website. And David can work with you wherever you are. He's got clients all over the place. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.